Yeah, I don't know what.
This is another occasion now, yeah. I think, and this is yeah. Glenn's flower when Glenn did his flower piece,
right?
At the Vancouver, this was a performance evening, and I don't think it had anything to do with like an intermedia show.
Uh-huh.
I think
it was
at this
else.
Point. And there's George Sahi. Sahi.
Oh, yeah.
And that's you. You and George holding up some kind of a funnel. Maybe...
Oh, this is... you know what this is?
What's that?
This is the performance after our workshop. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is my piece. I think this is my piece, too.
And this is in the Vancouver Art Gallery?
Art Gallery, yeah. This is one of my student pieces for Deborah Hay, where I had a table, and I had a whole bunch of stuff, and I kept bringing stuff onto the table, saying pass the pass the butter, and then so the butter would go around, and then I'd pass the plant. I had a name for it, the Busy Lizzie. Pass the Busy Lizzie. And then there would be something passing across. Instead of going around, it would be go across the table and sometimes the other way. At any rate, the whole thing was about table manners and about passing things around the table. It was quite nice. And this one was about, I've made a square with a chessboard or checkers board. And people are standing on the squares, and it's a game. And there are two sides, this side and this side, and certain rules. And you eliminate the people in certain ways. And then there is a victor, and the victor gets to go over here and pour something down this. And this is actually
it's
a hose.
All the way up here.
It's a hose
into
which
here.
Goes somewhere.
Right here.
Else.
It goes into
Oh, right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So I always managed to be the victor because I knew how to manipulate.
So this was all quiet, too, wasn't it? There was silent, basically?
Yes. This was basically silent. So somebody got mad at me and said, well, how couldn't he? So I said, okay, we'll fix it. And so I fixed it so that he won and so he could do it for once. But I think
you'd be great on Survivor. Manipulate by silence.
At the performance, I fixed it for sure that I did it.
That's great.
It was something that Yvonne Rainer, Deborah Hay had taught us, that you always have the important part. You control it that way. Because, it's your piece and you have to be in control. So, there it was.
So there wasn't anything going on in Vancouver performance-wise
before that. No, there was nothing that was organized.
Well, there was Helen.
Yeah,
right?
She did dance.
Yeah, she did dance.
That was dance.
But very much in a performance vein, right?
It was...
dance and performance.
No. It was a contemporary dance.
Right.
Which had elements, I suppose, of the performance, but what we call performance... art, but it really was dance.
Mm-hmm.
It was conscious movement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was always moving like that, very, very consciously, as they do
mm-hmm.
in classic ballet and so on. And she could not really get away from that in this performance. So she quit after that first effort. She quit. She didn't ever do that. She did her own things. And was good. And she always came to our things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Glenn Lewis with his umbrella.
Full of flour.
Yeah, that's right.
And he opens
that
it
happened
up.
At a noon hour.
Oh, no,
event.
I'm almost certain that's the same event.
As
here, because... we're
one?
Seeing this, yeah, because we're seeing
oh,
this.
Oh, you're right.
Same
yeah,
scene.
I remember. He did it again, but that's true. He did that there. And
mm-hmm.
he had a rake, yeah, and he had a broom and all.
Yeah, well, that's right. He raked it up afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he measured it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
He raked it up and measured it in a vessel of some sort?
No. He made a pattern with a rake in it.
Okay.
And then it had an edge. or he raked the edges, and then he took out a long measuring tape, and he went along and he measured the length of it and the breadth of it, and that was a part of it.
Right. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So now, what was the meaning of all of this? What was going on? Yeah, in your piece.
Even in the one before,
You know, what were you doing? What was this all about? I mean, why were you doing these actions anyway? Like this, for instance.
Well, okay, you want me to go to the beginning of the performance art for me?
Oh, sure.
Okay, it was Deborah Hay giving us a little piece of paper before she came, saying, "Make a piece that lasts exactly 1 minute." Now, I didn't know what a piece was, and I knew I wasn't a dancer, because she called herself a dancer. So I really, you know, was up a tree, but belonging to the Douglas Gallery, I had to do this.
Because you're an artist, isn't it?
In his gallery, mm-hmm. and he said, "You have to do this," so I had to do this. So I thought, well, if I took an apple and put it on a turntable, which went around, and I fastened a tape or a piece of wool to the apple and made it go around, then it would take up the whole wool, you know, and I could guide it. And then I could unwind it, perhaps. I went and found a turntable. I painted a candy apple red. I had a ceramic apple. I had real apples. I could never make the damn thing work. So I ended up with my piece. There was a limit to how long we had to do this. So I ended up dropping things, ceramic things, that which was my piece. And she said, "No good. No good. Not 1 minute long." No one else had it right either.
So she was pretty tough, I guess.
Very tough minded. Okay. Very tough.
Yeah. How old was she?
In her 20s.
20s. Oh, really?
And so the next
thing. And how old were you?
In my 40s.
Okay.
30s.
Okay.
Late 30s. I was older than she, anyway. And right there at Intermediate, she said, "I want you to make a piece that is structured on sound. It's structured on the sound of your voice." So right then and there, we had to make up something which we were going to perform immediately. I don't know how this happened, but I said, when she said, "Okay, Kathy," I said, "Everybody, I want all your shoes." I took off all their shoes. I put them all in the pile. I took first two shoes, and I went to an edge of the floor, and I counted the floorboards, put a shoe down, counted maybe three more floorboards with the next shoe down, got two more shoes, and then did a different, like this would be three maybe, and then maybe four, and then five, whatever. Anyway, had a structure. I counted out loud when I counted the boards. I knew I was getting to the end of the wall, and I still had a lot of shoes, so I made a turn, made an L shape. Then I had to count just space because there were no boards. Counted to the end, and it ended up in a very nice L shape, all the shoes. And I stood at the head, very firmly said, "This is the end of my piece." Because she had said, "There has to be a beginning and an end." And she raved. She thought this was just absolutely marvelous. So that is the kind of thinking that has to go on.
Right.
It is a kind of art making that's turns things upside down, or things are not aren't reasonable, but they have an order,
a structure,
mm-hmm. and
but they're not objective. They're not objective.
They're not stories. They're not ever stories. And every time she gave us a new instruction, it would be entirely different from all the others.
Oh, really?
We had to do one new one every night that we did from there, and one new one that we had made at home ready for that. So we had to do two pieces, all made up and rehearsed, and all the stuff brought for it. So, you know, it was a big, very big project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at the end, I felt I had a handle on it,
mm-hmm.
and I just went on with that.
Mm. And how many days was she here?
About 2 weeks.
Wow.
Something like 2 weeks.
Very intense.
Pretty intense.
Extremely intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.